This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Rob. And today, we're going to use a common word in a slightly different way. It's a preposition you've no doubt known for a long time.
是的。我们要来讲讲介词 across。 大家所熟悉的 across 的用法包括 Rob is sitting across from me， Rob 坐在我的对面。 Across 在这里的意思是在什么什么的对面。
Or this food is popular across China，
This food is popular across China， 这种食物在整个中国都很受欢迎。这里 across 的意思是在各处遍及。But what about this? Rob, are you across the plan for tonight's event?
You're not asking me if I'm sitting across or on the other side from a plan, are you?
No, when we use across in this way, it actually means to be familiar with. 在上面那句话中，我问到 Rob, are you across the plan for tonight's event? 这里 across 的意思是熟悉、了解、清楚一件事情的细节或前因后果。也就是说，我问 Rob, 你知道今天晚上的活动细节吗？
We often talk about being across a subject, especially a subject that is complex or changing. It indicates you know all the important things about the subject.
在想表达了解、知道清楚一件事情或一个情况的时候，我们就可以说 I'm across it.尤其是当这件事情比较复杂，而且在不断的变化中。这里用 I'm across it 来表明我们知道关于这件事情的所有重要的细节。Right, let's listen to some examples to help clarify how we use it.
Professor Zhang is a specialist in the European economy. He's across all the latest developments.
Did you come to last week's meeting?
I'm afraid not, no.
Okay, so you're not across the new plan. Let me give you a quick summary. Pete, I want to make sure you're across the food for tomorrow. Now remember, two of our guests are vegetarian.
Got it.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在这期节目中，我们教给大家 across 这个词在字典里找不到的一个用法。用 across 来表示对某事了解清楚。I hope you're now across how we use this word, across.
Yes, you're across, across, so to speak.
Anyway, as I was asking earlier, Rob, are you across the plan for tonight's event?
That was just an example of how to use this phrase, right?
No, you really don't know about it.
What event?
This isn't good. I thought you had sent out all the invitations.
What are you talking about, Feifei?
Just kidding. There's no event tonight.
That's not funny. Now, getting back to the subject, if you want to stay across all the latest slang English expressions, do remember to listen to Authentic Real English.
Bye.
That really wasn't funny.
Authentic Real English.
From BBC Learning English.